Hello, madcap sleep-addled novelists. This is the NaNoWriMo podcast for 2006. I'm your host, Arusha Wame, and as I talk, it is November 22nd. We are at the start of the last and final, which is very redundant, week of NaNoWriMo, so I guess this is panic time! As usual, the theme music for the program is Life in a Tube by Bjorn Fogelberg, which I got from Magnatune.com. You can check out the website at nanowrimopodcast.blogspot.com, where you can leave me a voice message at the chat box there, you can call me at 206-222-2349, and you can find a link to email me at darusha+nanowrimo@gmail.com. Lots of feedback for you. Michael answers the question from a couple of shows ago, and yes, he does want to publish. He also mentions self-publishing through a service at lulu.com, which is kind of interesting. I've used Lulu to print my books, my last two nano novels, and I sort of managed to sneak in before the Canadian shipping, the ways to get around the really expensive Canadian shipping disappeared. For people who live or can have stuff delivered in the United States, Lulu's a really great and economical service for getting printed and bound copies, really, really nice printed and bound copies of your books done. And they do also offer an easy way for people who want to actually go about self-publishing their books to go about and do that. If you live outside of the United States, though, the shipping is, in my opinion, ridiculous, and it sort of becomes a little bit prohibitive. Unless you start buying in really significant quality, you're spending as much or more on shipping than you are on the books themselves, which, I'm just not willing to go there anymore, unfortunately. As much as I love having those really beautiful printed and bound copies, they're great for editing, I think, and they're, you know, good for handing out to beta readers and that sort of thing. I can't afford $20 for a book. That's just the way it is. So, that's kind of too bad. And as for their self-publishing is a complicated issue that I probably don't want to talk about too much. There's lots of other people talking about self-publishing out there on other podcasts and blogs and that kind of stuff. So, we'll leave it at that. Self-publishing is an interesting and wonderful thing, and I personally think it's the future, but I don't really think it's the present. But that's my opinion, so there you go. I wasn't going to talk about it, and there I did. Moving on, Donnie G. Wrote to say that he liked hearing his words read aloud, which is really cool. I like doing it, and I like hearing fiction read aloud as well, so I think that's pretty cool. And Donnie G. is kicking ass and taking names. He has a green bar. God, I'm jealous. That's fantastic. So congratulations to you. That's really wonderful. And a lot of the listeners to the show that I know of are doing really well. So keep up the good work. And for people who are flagging or feel like they are or whatever, we got 6-7 days left. We've got until next Thursday at midnight. We can do it. It's definitely coming along and it can be done. So yay us. Nan wrote to let me know that she's reached the magic point where her characters are doing their own things and starting to run around and make messes of her story, which she'd never actually encountered before, because, you know, there's a length you have to get to, I think, before they start doing that. And I remember the first time that happened to me with my first nano, I was sort of really appalled and awestruck, and it was this wonderful thing to have these characters really come alive and start, you know, behaving in ways that have really nothing to do with me. That's how I feel. And it's certainly happening to me again. My story is still going where I want it to. I don't think there's any getting out of that. But the characters are making decisions for their lives that are not what I expected they would. And it's creating some tension for me as the author, because there's some stuff I'm trying to say, and it's making it a lot harder because the characters aren't supposed to be making such good and sane life decisions, which is kind of weird. So something's going to have to happen to screw everything up for them. But I mean, I'm happy for them, but it's not doing good things for my story. So that's pretty cool when that starts happening. And I also got an email from a new listener and a new Rymo, Sarah, not the other Sarah that's been leaving comments, and she sent me a really super nice email, thanking me for the show and blah blah blah. And anyway, so thank you for your comments, Sarah. I really appreciate it. And I do the show because it's fun and whatnot. But I mean, I do it for me, obviously. But I love that you guys are listening and getting something out of what I have to say, and that makes it all totally worthwhile. And she sent me an excerpt to read, which I will get on to doing and posting later on. I think the way things are going, unless I start cranking out shows here, which I don't think is very likely, I'm gonna have like the all excerpt hour or something coming up soon. So maybe I'll actually shove a couple of excerpts in this one today. That's a great idea. So you're going to get two excerpts today. I've just made that decision. As for main stuff, I don't have a hell of a lot to say. I just really felt compelled to get a show out. Donnie's got a green bar. Wah. And Sforzy is over 100k, so good for you, Sforzy. I mean, I'm not surprised at all, but 2 nanos. Nice job. Very good. As for me, I'm happy I'm getting a show out. This traveling thing this week has been a lot less something. I'm really tired. I have jet lag, I guess, from traveling 3 time zones away. It's fine. It's fine most of the time, but I can't sleep at night, so that's bad, and I'm not getting, any writing done. So it was a good thing I was ahead before I left, because I'm going to be behind when I get home, or at least behind to what I would like to be. I just don't have the time or the energy, and wine. Anyway, doesn't matter. I'm enjoying Ottawa, so that's all good, and I'm getting to talk to all y'all. So I think it's going to be pretty unlikely that I'm going to get a show out before I get back home on Friday, and I'm hoping to get a show out on Friday, but who knows, we'll see, I might be sleeping. Keep up the good work, everyone, it's going great, and 2 excerpts for you, that'll be awesome, I'll catch you on the flip side of that. The Palanquin Cat by Robust McManly Pants. Do you believe in Elysian Fields? He was a tired old drunk, 3 stools down the bar from me. The pub minder was doing his usual duty, polishing a glass until it was so thin it could cut. He didn't look at the guy, didn't in any way register he knew the guy was in the room. The drunk might as well have not been, for all he was drinking his drink. A row of dead soldiers lined up in front of him, but the last one he was taking his time on, letting that one suffer nice and long before he finished it off. He coughed, loud and full of phlegm, and turned his head 1/8 of the way towards me. I don't think he was originally talking to me, but he was willing to pretend if I would. I put up 2 fingers around my now warm his lordship and waved them just a little. I heard. Dust rained down around the room for a few silent seconds as a shaft of sunlight burst in 1 grubby window, looked around, and decided it didn't like what it saw before hitching itself back up and out of the place. Well? I took a long last swig of my drink, the last chip of ice clinging to life in the bottom of the glass. How can a drink be that warm and still have ice in it on a hot day like that one was? Whoever built New Victoria in the middle of a swamp was a moron. I bitterly considered believing in an afterlife, just so I could think that maybe the chucklehead who picked this spot was sweating out life in Tartarus. Elysian Fields, I shook my head eventually. I'm no warrior, so it doesn't matter much whether I believe in it. The drunk grunted something, I don't know what, and I added, I don't guess I've done anything that would recommend Tartarus, and from what I've heard of Asphodel, it would sound so boring it'd bore me to death if I weren't dead already. I lifted 1 shoulder, half shrug, half stretch. I guess I don't believe in them. None of them are very interesting. The barminder kept polishing up that glass shiv. 2 minutes ago I might have gotten his attention, but now I'd opened my mouth, so I was cut out of his personal universe. It was just me and the drunk now. I've heard it said, he garbled out around a loogie the size of the Tsar's spittoon, that it doesn't much matter whether we believe in the gods, in any of that stuff, because they believe in us. He laughed at this, 1 guttural rasp that sounded like he'd had a cat for lunch and it was ready to go for a walk. Then he laughed again, a little less uncomfortably, somewhat less directly painful to hear, you understand. And then lost himself in a peal of abrasive guffaws that made me want to hide my face from the world. I'd stopped in here, where I used to hang out a lot, because it had been a quiet week after a couple of easy days of soft money. A couple of lost kittens had found their ways home to their wives once I'd found them, and washed them off in coffee and stern talk, and that meant two consecutive days of my best rates, plus that feeling of doing a little good in some very localized communities. I'd figured I could take it easy for a couple of days, and here it was, Friday evening, and with a couple of coins in my pocket, I'd wandered down to the old haunt in search of a quiet afternoon and a clammy lordship to wash the weekend into session. I'd flipped one of those coins onto the bar, took the pack of smokes from next to my empty cocktail, and nodded at the barminder, despite his utter ignorance of my existence. "Tell the gods I said hello when you see them," I mouthed to the drunk as I strolled by. "Ask them if they've got any new digs for the rest of us." The drunk erupted in another plume of hilarity at this, making general sounds of agreement, acquiescence, he'd get right on that, and then I backed into the door to push it open and twirled out onto the sidewalk. That slant of sunlight was running off down below the horizon with the rest of its friends, and the east end of the docks quarter was blushing at itself in the mirror under those pink and orange lights. I lit a smoke, took stock of what to do with the rest of the night, and decided to spend it in my office. Nowhere else to go, and the bar downstairs was of a better caliber. I set off northwest, crossing behind hurrying carts and those new paneled trucks, mindful of my step, wondering if the night would give us all a chance to cool down from the August heat. Excerpt by Shinnan. Nicholas jumped into the car, a cheap model from the late 80s. It was kind of half cold in the autumn and winter, and a bit too warm during summer. So far, it had survived all the checkups, although it was probably time to upgrade sometime soon. The car wasn't exactly the kind that impressed girls, but at the very least it took him from place A to place B. Michael sometimes joked about the car's qualities, and had even named the car during a summer when he had taken care of it while Nicholas had been in the U.S. The car wasn't quite the same after that summer, but Nicholas had to admit that it wasn't in any way for the worse. It just didn't feel like the same car. When Nicholas sometimes brought it up and suggested that perhaps Michael had crashed the car and bought a similar replacement, Michael just tended to laugh at the absurdity of the thought and said that the car had been reborn, resurrected. Obviously, Michael had named the car Jesus.
Now, so this is something from the forums. This is something I found the other day, actually, which, I don't know whether it's a good thing or a bad thing or not a thing or anything, but I did it, and it was sort of interesting to discover. There's a thread on the forum about this, which I'll link to, but there's a way where you can see where you stand by word count based within your region, if you have a home region selected. And this probably works better if you're, you know, someone like Sforzy, where you're probably going to be on the top of the list, or in a smaller region like I am. You can go and sort through the forums to find, you know, everyone in the region and then rank them by word count, so you can see where you are. And it was interesting, actually. Things were a little different in my region than I thought they'd be, because there's a bunch of people who had listed my home region as their home region, who I've never heard of before. They don't come out to the meetings, and they've never posted on the forums. So that was kind of interesting, and they're, like, doing really well. So that's cool for them. So if you guys happen to be listening, all you Victorians who are silent, congratulations. Good job, everyone. I don't know if it's a good thing. Like, I don't think it helped me at all, but it's something to do, and it is something from the forums. So that's what you got this week, and I really think I maybe should have had a nap instead of doing the show. Oh well, there you go. Sleeplessness for the sake of you guys. There it is. That's it. That's all I have for today. Get back to writing, everyone. I'm going to try and see if I can get a few words in today, but I think I might go sightseeing instead, because you don't get free trips to cool places all the time, so we'll see how that goes. Do get in touch with me. You can leave comments, audio or text, at nanowrimopodcast.blogspot.com. You can call me at 206-222-2349. And, of course, you can send me email at darusha, with a plus sign, nanowrimo@gmail.com. I will talk to you guys back when I'm in Pacific Standard Time. Bye-bye.